Hello, this is Wes.
Morning, Wes. It's John with Local Splash.
Okay. How we doing?
Doing good, doing good. I was talking to Nikki, and I saw a bunch of notes come through, and I'm just shaking my head at how dumb Nikki is. So I think I'm going I'm just going to assign a different account manager for you, because and I know yesterday we talked about Natalie not being super clear, and then I was like, okay, I guess Nikki can handle, because you had a good conversation with her, but then, you know, she goes and it's like, oh, well, he's thinking this and that and the other, and we need him to do this. And I'm just like, dude, you can make the Facebook page. But she's going, oh, we want him to make the personal page so that we can make the business page, and then he keeps the business page if he has his own personal page made, rather than if you left the service, the business Facebook page would just disappear. They want that to be something that you keep. So she's asking that you make the business Facebook page. And then she said you had some, that you make a personal Facebook page just for you. But she said you were asking about the timelines too, like 45
yeah,
to 60 days.
Yeah, I tell you, you throw that axe. Okay, I'm sorry. This gets more difficult. Whatever. I get
it's
you.
Okay. Yeah, I get frustrated. I deal with a lot of people, a lot of business owners every day. So it's just early. I'll be okay. Don't worry about me.
This is stuff that I don't understand to start with. I have no interest in techie stuff. I don't get these terms, and I gotta think through everything. I don't get it.
Then
you throw the accent on top when I can't even understand the words, and I'm like, well, was it this or was it that on top of it? And I get frustrated so quick with that accent in a case like this. I'm like,
yes,
give me John, okay?
Yeah.
If I'm gonna do this.
Yeah.
Great, let's do it, but I gotta at least understand this stuff.
I know. I literally just told them yesterday, and I was like, I think Nikki's gonna be okay. And then right after the call, I get this spew of notes, and I'm just like, what is all this? Oh, this and this and that and this. And I'm like, God, you guys make something so simple, so overcomplicated. You know, and it's mostly, I think, just her misunderstanding. Like, I'm like, did you even read the notes I put in there from yesterday? I already went over all this, you know, like, mainly just contact them to figure out if there was anything else that we needed to complete the client interview. Oh, yeah, but the Facebook page, we need the personal Facebook page, and is it? I'm like, Jesus Christ, woman. So, I don't know. I'm not trying to throw her under the bus. She's been doing pretty good for the most part, but I think I'll get a different account manager or just handle this one myself. But I wanted to be clear on some things. So she was requesting the personal Facebook page. We definitely do want you to make a personal one, because if you were to leave us later, the business Facebook page that we keep, we could have attached to your personal one, and then that way you keep it. Does that make sense, the one that we make?
Okay.
So I'm not saying you're going to leave us, but that's just like an exit mentality, just in case. That way you're still keeping all those listings.
That way it goes with me.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Not that we think you're going to leave anytime soon, but it's just we always do that. That way the business owner has everything, and they're still always in a better position if they do leave us than when we found them. The second thing was the timeline, the 45 to 60 days. All of our clients, or 98% of our clients, see results within the first month. We do the under-promise, over-deliver thing instead of the over-promise, under-deliver. If we tell somebody 45, 60 days and they're up there in 15, 20, they're usually really happy, right? And that sets things up on the right foot. If we tell them it's going to take 10 to 12 days and it takes 30 days, then they're usually pretty pissed off, right? So we have this tendency to, every time we document something, we give ourselves plenty of grace, so that way we don't ever run into those upset business owners that are going to go writing us a bad review. So that's all that verbiage is. When they put it in writing, they try to give ourselves some grace, so that way we don't have to worry about a failed relationship. That's all that is there. So everything gets up and running as fast as humanly possible. They get on it. Obviously, you can see you have Nikki and a bunch of other agents. You have about 450 people that work here that are going to be paying attention to the account and make sure everything's moving properly. So,
okay.
That's all that is. I didn't want that to send you into a panic like, oh, no, you know, 60 days, you know. It's like, no. That's never happened to anybody unless the business owner just stops answering his phone one day.
All right.
But we're in good shape. You know, the only thing we need, like I said, or that she's requesting is that you make your own Facebook page. That way, if you ever part with us, you could keep the business Facebook page that we create. But we want to create that page and create the Facebook page as soon as possible, or the business one, so that way we could run the ads through it, because that's usually where we get the leads in the shortest amount of time is actually from Facebook, while Google's still verifying everything, and we got to get the GBP access from your website guy.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Did you talk
to him yesterday?
No, I didn't. I need to call him right now as soon as we get off the phone.
No worries. Take your time with it, Wes. I sent you yesterday my direct number and extension, so just call into me directly so that way you don't have to jump through those loops when you're ready.
Okay. All right. So I create a Facebook page, and then what? What do I do with it from there?
Just let us know. You could text it in. So that 877 number, you could just go, here's the Facebook page. It's pretty easy. Once it's created, it'll tell you it's created. At the top of the screen, there's a little link. If you click on it, it'll give you the option to copy. You just copy and then go to your text messages, plug it in, put paste. You know, I'll be, here you go. That's my Facebook page. That's it.
Okay.
All
right.
They might say, okay, hey, we need login credentials from there, but it's really easy to do. Creating a Facebook page is like, it'd take you 4 or 5 minutes, but I didn't want you hopping on a computer, but I didn't realize you didn't even have a personal Facebook page. Like, you really don't mess with the internet.
No. No, not more than I have to. I mean, I don't blame you.
I don't blame you. You're probably happier as a human being nowadays without all that nonsense. They shoved it
right in
your brain. Yeah.
Right. I got a smartphone. I got a computer, but that's it.
No, all it is they just, social media is just politics and crazy stuff. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
You know, people with purple hair screaming at you.
Yeah.
I'm a boy. I'm a girl. Okay. You're confused. Get out of it.
Yeah, right. Yep, you go.
All right. Well, we're good to go. The only thing we need is just that Facebook page. We can create that and then contact your website guy and still try to get the access to the GBP. But we have everything else that we need to move forward. We just need those two things from you.
Okay. And also, she was saying that I got to send pictures. Was that for the Facebook ad?
Yeah, I mean, we like pictures, you know, as many as we can have, because when we get everything up and running, you're not really going to have a lot of reviews. You know, we're building everything from scratch. So if we could use the photos, maybe if you have like before and after pictures to kind of help us sell what you can do. We have a ton of them on your website. The website's good for that. But yeah, we want to be able to use those on Facebook, on Yelp, on Google, on Bing, on the Amazon Alexa device results, on the Apple Safari search engine. You know, we want to make sure that we could use those photos across the board. So I could send you this email address just to make it easy on you. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And then you send as many as you can in, or have your website guy do it when you get the GBP from them.
Okay. What if I send you some of the same pictures that are on my website? Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. We just like having a paper trail, so that way we could show Google, like, hey, he gave us permission to go ahead and use these across the board instead of us just going and copy and pasting them, you know?
Okay.
So if you send them in, it shows like, hey, he sent these to us for us to use, and then we can go ahead and put those on all the platforms at once instead of it just being on your website.
Okay. I can send you everything I got on my website plus a couple more, or I don't know how many you want.
Yeah, as many as you can send. Yeah, absolutely. The portfolio is not limited on any of the platforms. So that's what we want to be able to show off to the clients, especially because we're starting out from scratch. You know, we're just getting everything running from the business. But if they have any doubts, we could always go, look, he already did this stuff. You know, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Text me that email and then I'll email them to you.
Okay. You should have it there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then what about the reviews? I got to get reviews for you.
Yeah. Don't worry about the reviews right now. Get the photos in. We're going to use the photos to help you land some jobs. Once you're on the first page and they have photos, they'll call you for jobs and then the reviews will follow. As far as chasing down those other people, we could do that, but I know you mentioned to me yesterday that's not really something you want to go do and keep pestering those people about the reviews. So, I mean, if you have a couple of phone numbers, we could always just go into the tracking system and send them out for you, like the request. But, you know, I'm more worried about getting jobs coming in, getting the Facebook stuff running, getting the Google stuff running. So that way we got customers coming in. And then a byproduct of those customers when you complete those jobs is just going to be the reviews are going to build up. The longer you're on Google and Facebook and all these online listings, the more the reviews are just going to build up over time. So it's not a short game. It's a long-term solution where we're trying to build this business up.
Yep. Okay. All right. Good enough. Now, when will this come in effect that I'm, like, on the first page of Google?
Yeah, ASAP. Like I said, as soon as humanly possible. As far as the timeline, a lot of it kind of depends on how quickly we get access to the GBP, you know? We can't put – we can't duplicate your listings, as I said yesterday. So, like, if we were building it from scratch, we would have a lot more progress. But because of your website guy and us needing to access the GBP there because we can't create two of them, that's going to cause a delay. It's already caused a delay. We could be, you know, 2-3 days further ahead from where we are right now because we don't have access to that page. So,
yep. Okay. So it's going to go like 20 days or something after I get you my Google business profile.
It could be like 2 weeks just because of the holiday. When you say results, I'm not just thinking like, oh, put you on the first page. I mean, we want customers at the end of the day. If it's the 18th, we're literally 2 days away from the first – or 2 days, 2 weeks away from the first of the year. So we're pretty much gearing up for 2026 at this point. I don't know. Like I said yesterday, unless a guy's out there – giving his lady an excavation job for Christmas. And I don't think people are going to be doing too much right now. But the important thing is to have all this stuff up and running and in place. So that way when the new year kicks off, you're already there for them to view and contact.
Right. Yep.
So still making business progress, even if it's not getting the immediate calls and the ROI from it right out of the gate. But the sooner we get that information from them and get that Facebook page built, the sooner we can have you up and running. But right now the timeline's kind of out of our control until we get those things from you.
Sure. Yep. Makes sense.
So if you need help, don't hesitate to call. You know, that's why I gave you my direct number and extension. I got a guy I've been working with for 12 years. He's in his mid-80s already. He's had the roofing company for 30 plus years, you know, before I was even born. But same thing. He's not like computer savvy at all. Like, I think you're a lot more computer savvy than him if you could work a tractor, you know. But moral of the story is we make it work for him, though. You know what I mean? So, like, just don't hesitate to call and communicate as we go, and then we'll make sure we get it all done for you.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
Okay.
You know, just focus on 10 photos, create a personal Facebook page, and let us know when that's ready. And then the Google business profile your buddy created, we just need the access to that. So, you know, just ask them for a username and password. Once we have those things, we can go ahead and start running the ads and putting you at the top. That'll start bringing customers in.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
That's what we want. We want the customers. All this fancy stuff ain't worth nothing unless we get money from it. right? We need these contractors
right.
coming
yeah.
in, these jobs coming in.
Yeah, yeah, you got it. Yep.
All right, Wes. All right, well, I'll let you get to it. I know you got to call him. If you need anything, give me a shout, but we'll be looking for the Facebook and then the Google Business profile and some photos from you.
Yep, I'll get on that directly here. So.
All right, sounds good. Well, I'll try to switch Nikki out here, too. We'll see what happens. Hopefully she doesn't try to give me the snivelly eyes. I did the best I can, boss.
I feel bad. She did her best. They both did. But at the end of the day, I'm like, forget it. Give me John.
I hear you. Yeah. I bleed red, not blue, brother.
yeah, something like that.
I understand.
Something
you.
Like that.
Yeah.
If I could understand, you know, if I was familiar with this kind of thing, it'd be totally different, but I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, and then you throw that accent in there, and I'm like, forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Well,
I try to be nice about it, but.
Yeah. No, I hear you. We try to be educational, too. You know, we have a little motto here where it's like our educated clients are our happiest ones because they know what they're paying for every month. And so, you know, they try to get really in-depth in explaining things, and sometimes them being in-depth, it just sounds like they're talking in circles. Plus the accent, it's like, Jesus, you know? So I hear you. I know what you mean. So I'll request a new account manager for you. See if I can get Ruben. I was originally trying to get you with Ruben. I feel like you'd like that guy. He's more cut from our cloth. But
Well, I'm sure anyone would work. It just cut the that accent.
If I can't
understand each word correctly, then I'm like, okay.
And no, they're using technical words too. It's like you're using big words and you're not pronouncing them right. Like,
right. And I go blank real quick, and I want to say, well, then just forget it. We're done, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. I get frustrated, too, you know? That's what I was telling you. I was like, I deal with all these guys, and then I have, you know, 150 different business owners. Our company's got over 10,000 active, but I oversee 150 of them at once.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's nuts. I go from call to call to call. It's a lot, you know? So. I got you. I understand. I get frustrated, too. I get a guy, you know, we're working with, he has got a real thick accent. He's the business owner. He sounds like Indian, you know, and I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, I got to work through it, and I got to be patient, you know. By the end of the day, I don't want to talk to anybody. I come home, my lady's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, leave me alone. My brain no worky no more.
Oh man, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Wes. Well, I got you squared away. I don't want to lose sight of what we're aiming to do here, so I'll let you get a hold of your guy, and then we'll be looking for the information on our end. Okay.
Yep. Okay. All I'll right. be in touch then. Right. Yep.
Talk
okay.
to you soon.
Good enough. Thank you.
All right.